This is the local VK5 news segment. And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Last Friday night, we held our first meeting for the new year. It was also our first business meeting, and as we had not held a business meeting since November last year, we had quite a bit of correspondence and a number of agenda items to work our way through. As I have recorded this before the meeting, I can only hope that we had a good turnout to start our new year. As always, we start off with high hopes and ambitions, so let's hope that they all come to fruition. There are a number of amateur ham fests rapidly approaching, and we wish the clubs involved all the very best for successful events. We will have discussed forming the organising committee for our 2023 annual convention of the Australian Fox Humping Championships at last Friday's meeting, so hopefully we now have a small but very capable team getting set up to organise this year's event. We have already had some correspondence from potential attendees for some details. Last year's convention was a great success, many thanks to Tim, VK5AV, and John, VK5DJ, who were the main organisers. We were very pleasantly surprised by how successful it was, given that the format was changed to a one-day event for the first time ever. The Sunday night dinner was very well attended, as usual, and a massive thank you to Sandy W for her outstanding contribution to its success. The Australian Fox Hunting Championships were again very well attended, and thanks to our new and very expensive electronic scoring system, which was very well utilised thanks to Andrew VK5KE2, that it too was a roaring success. Let's hope that COVID does not force any lockdowns or other disruptions this year. Don't forget to give us a call on 2 metres if you are in the southeast, as our repeater network pretty much covers from Canalpin to Bordertown and almost all points south of that line. We meet on the first and third Friday of each month in our club rooms at the Reedy Park Centre in O'Halloran Terrace, Mount Gambier, and we welcome all visitors, so drop in if you are in the area. Meetings kick off at 7:30pm sharp and supper follows. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Hello, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with another issue of the Northeast Radio Club news. And it's a very brief bulletin for this week. Just a reminder that next Friday will be the first meeting of the year for the Northeast Radio Club. So come along to the Modbury West Community Hall. Get there at 7:15pm for a 7:30pm start. And there will be a very good presentation by Grant, VK5GR, on all the secrets of radio teletype. So that should be a very informative night. And of course there's plenty of parking, and also there'll be tea, coffee and soft drinks available on the night. So I believe there's a radio teletype contest coming up later in the month, so not quite sure how you run a contest for radio teletype, but no doubt Grant will tell us all about that on the night. So don't forget, that's next Friday night for the Northeast Radio Club meeting, and it will be all about radio teletype. And of course, the usual things are happening during the week. We have the coffee club meetings at the Tea Tree Gully Library on Wednesday mornings. Get along and have a brew and a chat. It's a very, very enjoyable time for everybody. And of course, on Fridays at 5 o'clock on the linked repeater network, there is the F Troop map, ably run by Tony, VK5 FBIC. So come up and have a chat with some of the people who are regulars on the FTroopNet and have a good talk about what you've been doing during the week. That's every Friday, 5 p.m. on the Link Repeater Network. Well, that's all for this week. I hope everybody's staying negative. 73 is and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, folks. This is Phil, VK5SRP, with the January the 22nd report for AHARS 2023. I did not send out a report last week because both Pat and I came down with COVID, in spite of having the immunisations and the boosters. Do not know how we got it. We had been wearing masks whenever away from home. May have been touching handrails, etc. when doing the shopping. Barry took over running the pit and picnic, and in spite of a small attendance, a good time was had by those who attended. Don't forget the AGM is next month, the 16th of February, and we need some new committee volunteers. There is a members buy and sell at the Blackwood Uniting Church on the 16th of March. Your subs for 2023 are due on the 1st of January 2023. The subs are still $20 if you're a member of the Wireless Institute and $25 if you are not a WIA member. Please deposit into the AHARS account, BSB 105186, account number 036248940, with your call sign or surname to identify your payment. There will also be a $5 late fee if not paid by the end of March 2023. Stay away from COVID, wear a mask when in public places, and keep up the hand washing.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Hi, this is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. Last weekend, AREG launched Horus 58, which ascended to 33.4 kilometres altitude before landing to the south of Udunda. We got lots of great telemetry and photos from this flight, and a write-up will be published on the AREG website in due course. A big thanks to all those stations that helped receive telemetry from this flight. Next Saturday, the 28th of January, we're doing it all over again, with another high-altitude balloon launch currently scheduled for 12:45 p.m. from the Auburn Community Oval. This launch is in partnership with the International Space University and their Southern Hemisphere Space Studies program. Participants from the program will be working with us to build and test the payloads for this launch, and will also be performing much of the launch activities. We'll be flying pretty similar payloads to what flew on the last launch, so there'll be plenty of telemetry signals to receive. This is all on the 70cm band, and can be received using an SSB receiver or a software-defined radio like an RTL-SDR. For more information on what's flying and how you can get set up to receive telemetry, visit the AREG website at www.areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.